This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
You got James and Andrew with Delta Steel here, and we have some great news to share. We've had over 7 veteran applicants come over to Delta since we were on the radio last week, and we've already extended out an offer to 3 of those. We got 1 onboarding now, and we're working on interviews with the rest.
Whoa!
Delta Steel who made a big donation for One Pet, One Vet, right?
That's right, and that's how they heard about us. And, you know, we got really inspired by what you guys were doing, and this has been great.
Well, y'all, when you called in, I remember you were just talking about how you love veterans, you love hiring veterans, and it showed everyone in Bull Nation that you guys care.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Delta Steel has been a part of Houston for over 60 years supplying structural steel to this city, and we love the people here, and we love our veterans. And you know, we have James here who is a veteran and is a big part of what we do.
James, I feel like you're part of our family now too after last week. Is that okay?
absolutely. I followed the whole progress last week after we made the donation, and it was awesome just to see the donations come in and hearing the stories from the veterans and how the One Pet, One Bed is going to help them on their everyday challenges.
Well, guys, we can't say thank you enough. I mean, it is just, it means so much to us what you all do and providing jobs out there for veterans and the support that you gave us. It just, I don't even know. I mean, I'm at a loss for words. This is absolutely amazing. I love it.
Yeah, we're not done, so come out and see us. I mean, we're on the northeast side of 610. Check us out at deltasteel.com. Go to our careers page.
All right.
Yes. We want more.
Yes. We always want more. You know what? This is good news, though, and I love it. Can I get an amen for Delta Steel this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. The Astros lost again yesterday to the Atlanta Braves. We're now 6-14 on the year. Anybody miss Dusty Baker yet? I'm just saying. By the way, I saw the interesting thing about Dusty Baker, former manager for the Houston Astros, World Series winning manager.
What's he doing?
For the Houston Astros. He was featured in a promo that I saw on ESPN for High Five Day. Did you know that Dusty Baker created the high five.
Oh yeah, I definitely heard this before.
No, he did. He says he did, but there's no way.
Wait, I don't think he says he did.
No, I don't think he. No, no, he's not the one that brought it up. No, no, no.
Other people are like, that was the first one.
That was exactly.
What? No.
Dusty Baker gets the credit for creating the high five.
That is the dumbest.
But who do you think did it?
Like cavemen.
Cavemen were not high-fiving.
People have been slapping their palms together since the beginning of time.
But Dusty was the first one that reached up high. Give it up high.
High five.
Yeah. See, that was the difference, is that he made the high five.
I don't believe that for a second.
Google
it. The dumbest.
Google it right now and see what comes up, because there's an ESPN 30-30 special on Dusty Baker creating the high five. So okay, not only did he win a World Series right here in Houston for us, but he created the high five.
That's
so
really cool.
All right, origin of the high five on Google. It is generally accepted that the first real high five was done by Dusty Baker.
See, what did I tell you?
The dumbest. Google is dumb, too. You're all dumb. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, Dusty was kind of humble about it. In the promo that I saw, he was talking about that it wasn't, like, really anything thought out.
No, I didn't invent the high five. All I did was respond to Glenn.
Glenn put his arm high in the air, and Dusty wasn't sure what to do, so he slapped it.
You can go anywhere around the world, and people know what that is. Everyone wants that moment, and the high five made it accessible to everybody. When you look at how it's changed the world, and it's a universal symbol for all of us to share.
See? High five.
It sounds like that other dude invented it. He's the one who raised his hand, and Dusty's like, what do I do? I guess I slap it.
Well, you got to have the other side of it, though.
That's like when people, this is a public service. I'm going to say this for all of Houston. If you shake hands, if shaking hands is your preferred method of greeting, don't do it with your left hand. I don't care if you're a lefty. Do not extend your left hand. It is so awkward.
Yeah, that's wrong.
For everybody.
It's wrong. Yeah, it's right. It throws everything off.
Yes, you are a psychopath. By and you're way, doing it on purpose. I know it.
Mo, what is your accepted method of greeting people? What do? Do you high five? Are you a knuckle bumper?
No. I just like a hand raise.
Hand raise?
From afar.
Yeah, you don't touch people.
I want people as far away from me as possible, and I just want to acknowledge them with my eyes and a hand raised up.
Just like a, hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Hello.
From a long distance away.
Yes.
That's all you care
for.
That's
all I want.
Don't touch Mo. No, don't knuckle bumper when
you're hugging me, I'm not happy. Just know that.
So, Eric, what's your preferred? What's your preferred way?
I'm like a high five, down low, too slow kind of guy.
You hug too. Not. You're like a koala bear
hugger.
I am. You like jump on people like,
I will latch on.
You are a big, big hugger.
Yes, I met a salesperson yesterday for the first time that works here at the radio station. She said, are you Eric? And I go, here I am, gave her a big hug.
She's like, I've heard about this guy.
I'm a handshake guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just handshake
right
guy.
Right hand. That's important. Give me a high five.
No.
Give me a high five.
I don't want to touch you.
I'm extending my hand to you. No. We sit 3 feet
you
from each other and we never touch.
You could be the Dusty Baker in this.
Come on. Just slap it.
I have an idea. All right, I have an idea.
Okay.
What if people call right now, 713-881-5500, and tell us whatever your preferred method of greeting people is, and Mo has to do it to Eric.
I don't consent to that.
Yeah, I'm a big open mouth kisser.
Or maybe someone's going to call and be like,
no, wait, I'm just saying, what if they're a high five, you give Eric a high five. Okay, if they're a handshaker, you have to shake his hand. If they're a hugger, you got to hug him.
I'm not hugging you.
I like it.
Come here, Mo. Someone have my back, please, God.
713-881-5500. How should Mo greet Eric?
Don't call.
Okay, what's your preferred method? You let us know now on the bowl. All right, we were talking about the high five and the fact that Dusty Baker, former manager for the Houston Astros, World Series winning former manager of Houston Astros, invented the high five, and we got to talking about, like, what is your preferred method of greeting someone? And I said, if you all call in, Mo has to greet Eric in your preferred method of greeting someone.
I hate you.
713-881-5500.
Olin's on the phone in Pearland. Olin, what is your preferred method of greeting?
Most definitely a fist bump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair.
All right.
Can you do fist bump?
Yeah, I'll fist bump.
All right. We're going to fist bump for you, Olin. Ready?
Okay,
one, two, three.
Boom.
Oh, she even did the explosion at the end.
I exploded, yes.
Did you feel that one?
Way to go, Mo.
Thank you. I know how to do it.
That
wasn't so bad.
You're warm.
Let's see. Keisha is on the phone this morning. Keisha, what is your preferred method of greeting someone?
If I know them, I do give them a hug.
Okay, what if you don't know them?
Well, but you know Eric.
Yeah, you know me.
To what degree?
Okay, Keisha, she's going to give me a hug
I'm not
for you.
Going to.
Come on.
That makes
get
me want to vomit.
Video.
Come here.
All right, the cameras
thinking
are rolling.
Thinking about hugging him makes me want to vomit.
She's hugging him. They're hugged. Well,
he's rubbing. He's rubbing, George. That was not part of this.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
You should never call the show again.
That was for you, Keisha.
You felt that one, didn't you?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Bill's on the phone in Magnolia. Hey, Bill, what's your preferred method of greeting?
Good morning. I'm originally from Alaska, and our way to greet each other is to rub noses. So
there we go.
To see y'all do that this morning.
Bill, that's not going to happen.
Come here, Mo.
I am just repulsed. The fact that you would have to
rub my nose on my nose.
Get away from my face.
This is Mo's microphone. This is how close I am. I am in Mo's microphone now.
Bill, is this why you moved to Texas?
Sweet, yes.
Done with the nose rubbing. What the actual heck?
Bill, you don't know what kind of trouble you started here in the studio. Thank you, brother.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
With that Alaska accent of yours.
Yes. One more. Rodney is in Dayton. Rodney, what is your preferred method of greeting someone? Because Mo has to do that greeting to Eric, whatever it is.
Swift kicking a nut.
Rodney is my man. Rodney, you know what you're making me feel like I want to do right now? I want to hug you. Right after I kick Eric in the nods.
Oh, look at the time. We got to go, Rodney.
Why is Eric running out of the studio, Rodney? Oh, Bull Nation, you never disappoint here on the Morning Bullpen. I'm afraid I'm a bad husband.
What'd you do this time, George?
I honestly feel like I didn't do anything, but I feel like that Deanna thinks that I did. Do you know what I'm saying? Let me explain.
Please.
So we have a wedding coming up. Our son Matthew is getting married.
Mm. Not a wedding, a huge, monumental wedding.
We have the wedding coming up in November, right?
Correct.
My wife and I went to a local department store.
Okay.
I'm not going to name them because they were terrific and they had nothing to do with that. I mean, nothing to do with that.
It rhymes with Schmordstrom's.
Okay, but we went there because you can get a free 1 hour style consultation.
Right.
And Deanna decided we needed to do that. So we both scheduled it. We went there. It was nice. Had a great time. The guy showed me some stuff that I liked, but it was way too expensive for me. But they separate you from your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that's where the trouble started.
Oh, gosh.
Because Deanna, on her own, loved the style consultant and bought a couple of dresses.
Oh, okay. That's great for the wedding.
It was almost $2,000.
Wait, this is a special occasion dress, though.
I understand, but
Mother of the bride?
Mother of the bride.
No, mother of the groom. Mother of the groom.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, I may have mentioned that the mother of the groom should just wear beige and keep her mouth shut. And now I'm in the doghouse. I don't think I'm a good husband.
I don't think anyone can save you from this.
Well, it was almost $1,000 a dress.
That's insanity.
That's crazy. Am I crazy?
No, you're not.
You know how I am by money, Mo.
That is ridiculous.
It's a very expensive dress, yes. But you think about these big occasions like this, like a prom dress is expensive.
How much? How much was your prom dress?
I remember choosing between two, and I showed my dad a $1,000 one, and then I showed him an $800 one, and he picked the $800 one just because it was cheaper.
But still,
that was 20 years ago, right?
Oh, my goodness. So
am I completely out of touch here?
You don't have any daughters, that's for sure.
I don't have daughters, you're right. I don't have daughters. So this is... And now Deanna has returned the dresses.
George!
And I feel bad. I feel like... I feel like
you
I didn't
guilted
support
guilted her into returning them?
I don't feel like I did. I don't feel like that. I was just trying to be realistic about what we were spending.
No, good. Yes, that is a ridiculous amount. She is not the bride.
Exactly.
Do you know how much a bridal gown costs?
Yeah, my wife's cost $1,000. That I go, hey, here's the cap. We're paying
you
for this wedding.
It?
Yes.
Oh, God bless America.
It. Oh, I lay down the law. Actually, she liked that one the best.
I was going to say, you laid down the law. So I feel like I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have is, has a splurge item ever gotten you in trouble?
Oh.
See, this one's not even my splurge, but I feel like I'm in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. 713-881-5500. I want to hear your stories,
confessions,
okay?
Confessions,
I want to know. Right, it's confession time. A splurge item that got you in trouble. Tell us your story right now, and we'll commiserate together, all right? 713-881-5500. That splurge item got you in trouble on the Bull. All right, let's get one thing straight to start with. I know I'm cheap, okay? Yes. I understand that. I don't think I did anything wrong. A little splurge item. My wife splurged on a couple of dresses, but now she's taking them back, and I feel like I'm the reason.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm
cool with it. I'm cool. It was an expensive dang dress.
I want to know the splurge item that got you in trouble. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about this morning. You all come and commiserate with me here on the morning bullpen.
Kennedy's on the phone, and Katie. Hey, Kennedy, you said your dad does something. What does he buy?
So my dad really, really likes music. And so every single year for his birthday, he always asks for a guitar. So he now has 4-5-ish, like 2,000, 3,000 guitars, like dollars in that.
Whoa.
And he never plays them.
They just hang out.
And so every single time he comes back with a guitar, we always tell him, you're never going to play it.
I think your dad's my soulmate.
I was going to say, Kennedy, when you all decide to have a yard sale, call Eric.
Yes,
okay?
Please. Donate it to my charity.
He will all be there for it. 713-881-5500.
Ashley in Spring, what's that splurge item that got you in trouble?
Well, the actual purchase didn't get me in trouble. It was the fact that it now just sits in the closet with a dust bag.
Oh,
it was the purse,
my goodness.
It was the purse and the wallet that I had to have, and I promised I was going to carry everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you did the girl math. You're like, well, if I carry it every day for this many hours, it breaks down to only $2 a day.
And you don't carry it?
Yeah. No, I don't carry it.
Okay. Anymore. All right. I can see why you're in trouble.
That's
then.
My wife's whole closet. Everything yeah, she right? buys, she never wears again.
Never wears it. Yeah. Right, let's talk to Andrew. Andrew, splurge item that got you in trouble.
A 2024 F-250. I work for Ford, and I ordered a truck, and I couldn't wait, so I went and drove one. I told my wife, hey, come pick me up. And well, when she got there, I said, hey, check out my new truck. She didn't talk to me for 3 days after that.
I have a hard time having your back on this one, yeah. Andrew.
That was probably because it was a Ford and not a Chevy.
No, he got a great deal, I'm sure.
A Ford F-250.
Wow.
Now that's a splurge item. All right, so we want to know the item, the splurge item that really got you in trouble.
Taylor's on the phone in Magnolia. Hey, sister, what was it for you?
Hey, so mine's a little unconventional. I took in a foster child, a 4-pound baby boy, while my husband was in California, and I did not ask him if it was okay.
What?
It was definitely my most expensive splurge to date. He has cost us quite a bit of money out of all of our kiddos, but you know what? He's adopted now, and he's absolutely adored. I will say my husband didn't talk to me for about a week, though.
Wow, adding a child without his knowledge.
I love your confidence, yes. Taylor. You're just like, yeah, come on, let's go. We got this.
I took baby. Oh, my goodness.
He told me it wasn't a stray dog and I couldn't take it back. So he was pretty upset.
Wait, so did you adopt this baby or someone else eventually adopted the baby?
No, we did.
We did.
Oh, it's your child now.
Sweet baby.
Oh my goodness.
Aww. Wow.
You knew. You just knew.
We just knew.
Oh
yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. No, wait a minute. And none of this we just knew.
Taylor knew.
It sounded like Taylor knew.
We always know.
Goodness. He has never left the state of Texas ever again, has he?
Actually, he has. But,
He always checks before he leaves. Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing.
He's my husband's best friend. He's the only boy we have, and my husband absolutely adores him. As soon as he laid eyes on him.
Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah. But holy cow. And here I was all upset about a couple of dresses.
Yeah, George, sit down, okay?
time for me to just shut up this morning. Wow, that's amazing, Taylor. Thank you for your stories. The splurge item that got you in trouble on the morning bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In just about 30 minutes or so, it's time for the 810 Amen. You got some good news? You can share it with us. All right. You can call and be part of it here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, it's time to have a little fun and find out what we can stump Eric with today. I like it when you give us some challenges here. You call with a topic, and if Eric likes your topic, he will go out in the hallway. He'll spend 10 minutes writing a song, and he'll come back and perform it for us. But it all starts with your suggestions.
All right, we got Colton on the phone in Huntsville. Colton, what do you want Mr. Eric to sing about?
Macaroni and cheese.
Well, wait, we just did ramen yesterday.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
Why mac and cheese?
Sometimes there's dry macaroni and cheese, sometimes there's not enough cheese, and then sometimes there is absolutely soupy mac and cheese.
Ew, gross. What's your favorite, though? Like, can you give a shout out?
Baked macaroni and cheese.
I do like that. Okay, I mean, yeah. Chick-fil-A's got pretty good mac and cheese.
Yeah.
They slap.
Now I'm starving and I hate you.
I like a soupy mac and cheese.
Ew,
do you really?
I do.
Ew.
That's a character flaw, George. Yeah.
That is not I wouldn't a admit character that to flaw. People. It is a preference. It is not a
no,
character flaw.
No, I would lie about that through your teeth for the rest of your life.
We're going to need to work through gross this, Colton. Out. We're not going to be able to sing your song today.
We're going to write this one down and continue to debate it here this morning.
George and Willis. Hey, what should I sing about today?
I think you should definitely do a 10-minute tune about 10-minute tunes.
The Matrix.
It is. I'm always fascinated by this. What do you mean? What do you hear in your head?
Well, I just want to hear about what it takes to come up with Disney Adults, Potato Week, Suburban Cows.
That's about a sick, messed up brain.
Wow, George.
We haven't had Suburban Cows in a while. I thought that had died, but he just mentioned Bring Suburban Cows.
George, I love this topic. Unfortunately, we have to limit the amount of Georges on the show.
Stop it.
Shut up. Shut up right now. All right. George, I'm going to write this one down and see what he comes up with. Let's go to Rosie here in Houston. Rosie, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Star testing and what a pain in the butt it is.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. Are you teacher, parent? How are you coming out this?
I'm mainly a teacher, also a parent, but it's just a pain for teachers.
Oh, okay. So tell me, Eric, you need a little something here about why it's a pain?
Yes, please.
Just all the stress the district is putting on us to get kids to pass it. We try our best, but, you know, some students just don't take it seriously, or it's not important to them, so they don't care to pass it.
Right, and then heaven forbid you try and make them understand it's important, and then they start stressing out. And then
yeah, that's the thing, is my daughter, all she worries about is this dang STAR test. Like, she thinks that her whole life depends on this STAR test.
Well, doesn't it?
Well, no.
If they don't pass, they don't pass grades.
See?
Stop putting more pressure on her. She is already a stressed out little girl.
You're a failure if you don't do this.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Eric? STAR testing?
Yeah, I think from both sides, everybody's talking about STAR tests. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Rosie, we're going to choose you then today.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. 10 minutes on the clock. And if you're a teacher or know a teacher or your parents and your kids are stressing, STAR testing is the topic. We'll find out how he does. 10 minutes away. It's our 10-minute tune here on The Bull. All right. This is where we find out how Eric has done with your suggestion on the 10-minute tune, because that's really the backbone of this, is you calling in and making these crazy suggestions. And today?
It's from Rosie in Houston.
STAR testing and what a pain in the butt it is.
I've been hearing everyone talk about it.
We got a couple of text messages. Doesn't it start like tomorrow?
Maybe. I think it might be
today or tomorrow. It depends on
the hype and what grade they're in, right?
Depends on a lot of that. But I've heard from a lot of parents that are going through this. Eric back in the studio, so a lot of folks are getting ready for this. You talked about Charlie.
Yeah, she had her first one. I think they do it like in waves.
Oh.
Do they? So okay. I think she had her, like, what do they call English now? Like language studies or something?
Language arts?
Yeah. They did that one last week. I think she's got science or math or whatever tomorrow. Yeah, she's stressed.
Okay. All right. So that's what your song's all about. You kind of took that and took it all in, what's going on with Charlie and everything. In the style of?
I'm a Believer.
Like Shrek? Like
from Shrek.
Okay, here's today's 10-minute tune.
Every single year the STAR test comes around. So much pressure on everybody. don't screw it up. Man, this test sucks. The whole school system can kiss my butt. I hate STAR tests, and so do the teachers. So much stress, it's melting my mind. From Conroe to Pasadena, kids and teachers hate their life.
All right, STAR testing. I don't think it's quite that bad, is it?
It's pretty bad, George.
Okay, it's been a while since my boys were in school, you know, at the age of doing STAR testing, so.
My kid is so stressed out because she thinks this is, like, paramount to her future in education.
It goes on your permanent record.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that.
Exactly. That thing, George.
You know what I did when I found out there wasn't actually a permanent record that followed me around? But that's our 10-minute tune today. If you have a teacher or a parent that's a little stressed about it, you can share it. It's up on our podcast. Just go to themorningbullpen.com. You can subscribe, and you never ever miss a 10-minute tune here on The Bull. CMA Fest is coming up in Nashville. How would you like to win a trip there for free? Check out thebullhouston.com. That's our website, and you can find the contest right there for the CMA Fest.
Do you think we have any mathematicians or, like, scientists that listen to our show?
Nope.
Oh, I do.
I need one of them.
No, I mean, this is Space City. I mean, we have rocket scientists.
You're right. Exactly, George.
Do you need some professionals?
I need a professional. Yesterday, Katie Neal was talking about backing into parking spaces on her show. Mm-hmm. And Eric and I were in here, and we started fighting about it again.
Immediately.
Well, Katie was like, mm-hmm, yeah. Would you get these two out of here? Fighting in my studio. Okay.
But I'm a firm believer that backing in is superior. Eric doesn't know how to back in, so he hates it.
How dare you? I can back in perfectly fine.
Nah.
You said, now, George, settle this debate.
Okay.
She said it is just as easy to park in a parking spot by backing.
If not easier. I think it might be even easier.
Get out of here.
Back
in? She thinks is easier
100%
than parking.
With my Tahoe in a little bitty parking spot, it's so much easier to back it in.
That's ridiculous.
I have those cameras on the back. Like, I could do it with my eyes closed.
That is insanity.
I think women are better at parking than men are.
You're trying to make up for earlier conversations, aren't you, George?
I think women are superior in every way.
Good job, George. I know that's not true.
Yeah, you have to be here earlier on
but
the show.
But I need a scientist or a mathematician, because I'm pretty sure that it's got to be like safer or like more efficient to back in as well.
All right, hang on. 713-881-5500.
Yes.
Scientist, mathematician, somebody who could tell us this. If you're listening right now, jump on the phone because we need your help.
Please, God.
Eric, you don't think it's more efficient to back in.
No, it makes no sense.
It's easier to pull out. I will say this. It's easier to pull out when you're leaving.
Yeah, 100% easier to pull out. Mm-hmm. But she thinks that parking in reverse is easier than parking with your nose in.
Yes. That's big old booty that I got on that Tahoe, it's just like whip and nay-nay right back in.
No, this is
so easy.
We're going to spark so much debate right now.
It's like parallel parking. It's so easy. I don't understand why everyone just gets so stressed about it. Just do it. Stop thinking about it and just do it.
I hate parallel parking.
See, this is your problem. You don't know how to drive.
No, I can drive perfectly
fine. Failed you in your life? Listen, that you can't manage your vehicle, sir.
Nobody enjoys parallel parking.
It's easy. It doesn't bother me at all.
Hang on. Let's talk to Professor Tim. Tim, I understand you are a rocket scientist with NASA. Is that right?
No,
you're not. See, George, tell me you were a rocket scientist.
Okay, I'll be a rocket scientist today.
Okay,
I agree with Mo. Mo, it is so much easier to back into a parking space than it is to pull in forward.
Thank you.
Y'all are insane.
If you pull in forward, you have to like back out and back in. And
why? You just whip in and get out and
go
to Walmart.
I don't have the radius to do that on my big vehicle.
All right. I believe this is a NASA scientist.
Finally, on the
phone. Is here. I understand. PhD. Is that right, Deanna?
Yeah, absolutely. PhD in parking. So, backing in is absolutely proven more safe. Mm-hmm. There are companies who will not allow their employees to pull into parking lots because most accidents and problems happen when people are backing out of parking spaces.
Really?
Also, for women alone, it's safer to back in because getting in and out of your vehicle is the most common time for women to be attacked in their vehicle. Uh-huh. And so if you back in, you have like 30 to 45 seconds and you're already pulling out of your parking space.
I see. Mm. But you know what?
You are a professional.
She is a PhD in parking.
But to be fair,
put that on your resume.
Give me that.
Put that on
Mo
your resume.
Mo is not under any threat of being attacked. With her attitude, bad guys just run the other direction.
let me throw this out just to complicate the issue.
Mm-hmm.
My wife just texted me.
What'd she say?
Great.
She said, the perfect, though, parking place is the pull-through.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. I think we can all agree on
something. That's one thing we can all agree on.
We don't want to back in. We don't want to pull in. It's the pull-through. That's always the thing. Thank you, by the way, to all of our scientists
and
NASA engineers.
We've got some geniuses that listen in our show.
I love you so much.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Bobby is in Vider. Now, wait, isn't that right over by Beaumont?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, all right. Bobby is trying to take $100 from Mo, and here's how you get it, Bobby.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse, and it's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Bobby?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started. Okay, Bobby?
All right. Get out of here, Mo.
All right. Good luck, sister.
All right, Bobby. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, these troublemakers. These guys just raised $175,000 for the Texas Panhandle Wildlife Relief. I just want you to fill in the blank on their name. They're called the blank troubadours?
Yes.
Question number two. Maybe he's just rearranging the decor. Morgan Wallen got in trouble a couple weeks ago for throwing what piece of furniture?
Chair.
Question number three. Maybe she just doesn't like them moving the CMT awards to Austin, but can you name the country star who said after 4 years, she is not hosting those awards next year?
Carrie Underwood.
Question number four. If you can't name this country star who just admitted that he grew up listening to Snoop Dogg, you should probably leave. Who is it?
I'm like completely drawing a blank. I have no clue.
Okay, question number five. 4 years ago, Sam Hunt went to number one on the album charts with his album Southside. What year was that, Bobby?
2018.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning.
Bobby. Is that Bobby with an I?
I-E. Don't forget it. Don't you forget it, Mo.
All right. I'm sorry, Bobby, with an IE. You only got one out of the five.
Were they horrible? Were they so hard, Bobby?
Yes, they were a little.
George is the worst.
All right, Mo.
Let's try.
Let's see what you can do with these. Question number one. Mm-hmm. These troublemakers, these guys just raised $175,000 for the Texas Panhandle Wildlife Relief Fund.
Okay.
Just fill in the blank of their names. The blank troubadours.
Oh, Turnpike.
It is Turnpike Troubadours. Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Okay, that's not the one Bobby got, so it's 1-0.
Question number two. Maybe he was just rearranging the decor. Morgan Wallen got in trouble a couple of weeks ago for throwing what piece of furniture?
Oh my gosh, a chair.
A chair is correct, yes.
All right, it's 2-1. Mo is winning because that's the one Bobby got.
Nice.
All right, question number three. Maybe these were tough. Question number three. Maybe she didn't like them moving the CMT awards to Austin, but this country star said she's not going to host the awards after 4 years. Can you name her?
Oh, Kelsey Ballerini.
It was Kelsey Ballerini. Yeah. She said she's done with them.
Oh. She said Carrie Underwood, so it's 3-1.
Good guess. No. She hosts another award show.
Another award show, Brad Paisley, so I can see that. Question number four. If you can't name this country star who just admitted that he grew up listening to Snoop Dogg, you should probably leave. Name him.
Wait. you should probably leave is Chris Stapleton, but I don't see him as a big Snoop Dogger.
Yeah. He just admitted in an interview that that's what he grew up listening to.
Wow.
Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
So, yeah, Chris Stapleton is correct.
I don't see the influence. 4-1.
Question number five.
Okay, let's do this.
It was 4 years ago that Sam Hunt was number one on the album chart with his album Southside.
Okay.
What year was that?
Wait, repeat the question.
No.
I didn't hear the beginning. Okay, I think right now it's 24, right? Still, I think 20. So
come
four,
on.
4 years ago would have been 2000.
Dude, no, it would have been. No, it's 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious, y'all.
Wait, what did
you and Bobby
guess?
Are a match made
Stop.
In heaven.
What did she
said 2018.
So I ask you.
Not important.
I ask you.
George, your questions are so hard.
I was going to say, is it me or is it you all? All right, Bobby, Mo keeps her money. But you know what you got to say to get out of here?
This is Bobby from Bider, and Mo knows country.
She does.
Let's get drinks in, girl.
We'll see what you all can do with my questions. Tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to try to take $100 from Mo here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.